Welcome to the Licking County Locker Room on Kate 98.7. Live at Ship Brothers Brewing, tonight's show is brought to you by Shamrock Printing, Licking Memorial Health Systems, Par Excellence STEM Academy, Buckeye Valley Equipment, Lashley Tractor Sales, Desserts Bakery, Wright Brothers Power Equipment, and Ship Brothers Brewing. Here's Brian Mays with the Licking County Locker Room on Kate 98.7.
And a pleasant good Monday evening, everyone. Welcome to the final fall edition of the Licking County Locker Room, live from Ship Brothers Brewing at 23 West Church Street in downtown Newark. Another mild Monday evening. Mother Nature's still not ready to move over to fall, and we're okay with that. There's no question. We can wait a few more days and weeks before it really gets cold. Great crowd here tonight at Ship Brothers, but still an opportunity for you to come on down, get yourself some great food and great beverages, as they always have the special happy hour deals here on Mondays, and just come on down and have a good time on this Monday evening. Well, we had 9 teams from the county make the high school postseason. Unfortunately, it was not a good Friday night, with 8 teams falling to the wayside in Week 11. The carrying flag team for Licking County for the remainder of the postseason, it will be the Licking Valley Panthers. The 4th seed in Division 3, Region 11, took care of Indian Creek last Friday night, winning by a final of 48-0, and the Panthers were led by 3 touchdowns and 131 yards on the ground from senior running back Trenton Marcus. And now they get ready for a big matchup coming up against Bloom Carroll, the 5th seed. We'll talk about that in just a couple of moments. Valley started off a little bit behind the 8 ball. A fumble from quarterback Brody Rogers had the Panthers inside the red zone to start the ball game, but Indian Creek, they realized, we've got a pretty tough crowd we're going to be dealing with here. They had to use 3 timeouts, and then Brody Rogers got some help from Brody Barrows, who intercepted a pass in the end zone, and then Valley got rolling, getting a 58-yard touchdown pass from Rogers to Barrows' brother, Braden Barrows, and then Marcus took it in from 1 yard out. That made it 15-0 at halftime, and then Valley got rolling in the second half. Marcus had a 21-yard touchdown pass get in by Rogers. Then Marcus added a 5-yard touchdown run, and the Panthers went out to a 29-0 lead. Braden Barrows got another score for Valley late in the third quarter with an 11-yard touchdown pass from Rogers, and the Panthers cruised to their 10th victory in 11 games and their 9th straight win as well. So as I mentioned, now they get Bloom Carroll, the 5th seed. The Bulldogs come in with a record of 9-2. Their only 2 losses to Taze Valley, and they lost to Bishop Hartley a couple weeks ago, 44-38. They had a rematch with the Hawks this past Friday in the first round of the playoffs and beat Bishop Hartley this time by a final of 44-43. So it should be a very interesting matchup at Randy Boffman Stadium coming up on Friday. This is the second time that these two teams have met in the postseason. Bloom Carroll won back in 2020. So we wish Coach Boffman and the Valley Panthers best of luck moving on in the playoffs, hopefully this coming Friday. The Newark Wildcats were on the road at Upper Arlington. They took on the Golden Bears, and the Wildcats got an early 12-0 lead, but the Golden Bears were able to rally and came through with a final victory of 27-15. So Newark finishes the year at 7-4. What a turnaround for the Cats, finishing 4-3 in the OCC Buckeye, a winning record, their first since 2005, and finishing undefeated at home at White Field with 5 contests. So congratulations to Coach Franks and the ball club for getting it done this 2024 season. The game we had for you on Kate 98.7 was the Granville Blue Aces hosting Dover back in Division 3, Region 11. The Tornadoes came in as the 11th seed. You wouldn't have known it by the performance they did against the Blue Aces, winning by a final of 33-0, scoring on their opening drive and then getting a blocked field goal scoop and score on the final play before half, which made it 18-0, and that kind of was the difference in the ballgame. So Dover moves on to play Dry Valley. Granville finishes a very successful season at 9-2. Another very successful season coming to an end, that doing to the Johnstown Johnnies, the ninth seed on the road playing at Worcester Triway. They fell by a final of 41-20, but that does not slow down what a great season it was for Johnstown as they finish LCL Cardinal champs, their first title since 2018, and end the year with a record of 9-2. The rest of the teams, Licking Heights falling to Division II defending state champ Maslin at Paul Brown Tiger Stadium. Final was there 41-6, and the Hornets finish, or Licking Heights finishes with a record of 4-7, the Hornets do. Heath scored twice in the fourth quarter, but it was already a done deal with Indian Valley as they got the victory 40-15. The Bulldogs were the 15th seed, and they finished with a record of 5-6. Another 15th seed was Utica. The Redskins were on the road, and they fell to unbeaten Liberty Center, the second seed in Division 5, Region 18. The final was 58-6. Utica ends their season with a record of 4-7. Northridge had to play Milan Edison, the top seed in that same region, twice, once in the regular season, and then in Week 11, and the Vikings fell by a final of 42-0, still a good, solid turnaround season for Coach Calhoun and the Vikings as they conclude the season at 5-6. Jaden Ricketts had an 80-yard touchdown run on the first play of the game for Watkins against Pickerington Central in Division 1, Region 3, but that was the highlight as the Warriors fell to the Tigers by a final of 69-13, and Watkins ends their campaign with a record of 3-8. So, again, congratulations to those teams making it into the postseason and recapping the fall sports. We'd mentioned the football champions, the Cardinal Division champions in the LCL, the Johnstown Johnnies. Licking Valley captures the Buckeye Championship as well. In soccer, the Granville Blue Aces won both the boys and girls league championships, so congratulations to them. And Granville also captured the boys LCL Golf Championship. Newark Catholic, which had won the LCL the last several years, while they didn't win it, they did finish fourth in the state in boys Division III golf. Brogan Sullivan finished fourth in the state. Bobby Kieber was 36th. Carter Hahn was 42nd. And Alex Nagel was 50th. So congratulations to those four boys for competing in the state championship and all finishing in the top 50. LCL volleyball champions, the Licking Heights girls were the Buckeye champions in volleyball, and Newark Catholic captured the LCL Cardinal Championship, so congratulations to both of them. And also want to highlight a couple of cross-country winners. Cameron Beverett from Johnstown, he finished 77th in boys Division II cross-country action at the state. And Addison Cotto from Licking Heights, she finished 60th in girls Division I play. So congratulations to all of those participants for a very fine fall season. It'll be interesting to see how some of this carries over with the athletes that participated in the fall season now getting ready for winter. And I really think if we go back to football, we had a lot of very, very young teams. Several ball clubs had to replace three-year starters at quarterback, running back, wide receiver, what have you. And a lot of them had that experience, kind of learning on the fly, learning what you needed to do. And I really think the LCL in both the Cardinal and the Buckeye will be very improved next year. Unfortunately, we only had four teams with winning records this season. I think that will have a very good chance of doubling or at least getting over six or seven teams that will have postseason play next year with winning records, and hopefully will have higher seeds and the opportunity to host a couple of games, because again, this year only Granville and Licking Valley had the opportunity to host in the first round. So hopefully that will get better, and have to wait and see what happens with the Newark Wildcats if they can continue the momentum that they started this year with the seven victories that they were able to accomplish in the 2024 season. Of course, the lead All-Ohio and lead first team, second team, all that will be coming out over the next couple of weeks, and we'll be interested to see who gets what, the player of the year, coach of the year, and who can make All-Ohio first, second, third team an honorable mention. We usually will see several players on those rosters, and I think that will continue again this year. When we return here on the Licking County Locker Room, our featured high school tonight will be Licking Heights, and we'll be talking wrestling, both boys and girls wrestling, and we'll do that after this timeout, as you're listening to the Licking County Locker Room, live from Ship Brothers Brewing, here on Kate 98.7.
338!
Hey, football fans. As you know, a winning team starts with preparation, guidance, and the ability to work as a cohesive unit. Let Par Excellence STEM Academy instill confidence, social skills, and teamwork from the beginning to ensure your child's success as they progress through their grade levels, kindergarten through sixth grade. At Par Excellence STEM Academy, we'll help put the student in the student athlete. Our classes and lunches are free, so enroll today. Find out more at parexcellenceacademy.org or 740-344-7275.
The Coyote NS tractor has everything you need to get the job done right without all the extras.
So maybe I can use my real voice now?
No.
Never mind. The Coyote NS tractor is a no-nonsense workhorse that doesn't rely on flashy displays to prove its worth.
You still gotta do the thing.
Oh yeah.
Coyote. We dig dirt.
Visit your Coyote dealer, Buckeye Valley Equipment, 3570 National Road in Hebron, or online at buckeyevalleyequipment.com.
At Licking Memorial Health Systems, our mission is to improve the health of the community. Our facilities utilize state-of-the-art technology that surpasses the standard for community hospitals to provide excellent health care for Licking County residents. Our healthcare technology features surgical robotics, advanced patient monitoring systems, cutting-edge imaging, and more to enhance patient outcomes, recovery, and safety.
Life is sweeter with dessert.
When someone asks, "Where's the local bakery?" you say, "Desserts Bakery, serving 35 flavors of cupcakes, cookies, Buckeyes, cake pops, donuts, and more. Order your custom cakes from Desserts Bakery for any occasion. 381 South 30th Street in Heath. Life is sweeter with desserts.
Your family will love the sweetness of dessert.
Everyone says it's the journey that matters. Not so at Ship Brothers Brewing. Ship Brothers is a destination in the heart of downtown Newark that is so spectacular, there's nothing like it anywhere. Come aboard to experience incredible appetizers, outstanding burgers and sandwiches, and the one-of-a-kind beer wall. What? That's right. Don't wait on a bartender anymore. Head to the beer wall and design your own tasting flight. Ship Brothers Brewing, a one-of-a-kind sensory destination.
Shamrock Printing is the county's best-kept secret. Their customer service and attention to detail makes every order perfect, whether celebrating your seniors or your school. And don't forget about them at your office. Their efficiency and pricing makes them the best choice there, too. Shamrock Printing can now print signage on all kinds of materials, like wood, metal, plastic, and canvas. Whatever you want printed, whatever you want it printed on. Shamrock Printing, South 3rd Street, Newark.
A lot goes into taking care of your property. You need equipment with more reliability and versatility built in, like Kubota BX and L-Series compact tractors, rated number one in durability and owner experience. Z-Series mowers that deliver a quality cut, and Sidekick utility vehicles where durability meets speed. Visit your local Kubota dealer for a demo today.
Visit Lashley Tractor Sales in Zanesville, Quaker City, St. Clairsville, and Marietta, or online at LashleyTractor.com.
Husqvarna's riding lawnmowers are designed from the turf up to deliver cutting-edge performance and versatility for any sized property. Powerful, durable, and easy to operate, Husqvarna riding lawnmowers feature air induction technology cutting decks for superior cutting and pedal-operated transmissions for maximum operator control. And Husqvarna riding lawnmowers can be equipped with a wide variety of attachments to help you maintain your property any time of the year. Check out the versatility of Husqvarna riding mowers at Wright Brothers Power in Newark.
Now, back to the Licking County Locker Room with Brian Mays at Ship Brothers Brewing on Kate 98.7.
And welcome back to the Licking County Locker Room as we feature tonight the Licking Heights Wrestling Hornet Program. And first, we're going to talk girls wrestling, and we're going to bring on head coach Robert Price. Coach, thank you so much for joining us. And so, you moved over from the boys' team over to the girls' team. First question, why?
So this will be our second full season with the girls having a team.
Mm-hmm.
The third year, so 3 years ago, we actually had two girls that wrestled with the boys, and it was hard to get them competition. So last year was the first year the official program started. We went from two the year before to seven girls last year. Also staying on the coaching staff for the boys, but just this way, just a little less on the paperwork side. And then once you talk to Coach Neiman, his passion, he was the perfect fit for it. So
when you see a program in its inception, which basically, you know, anything under 5 years, I think, is something kind of new and stuff, what type of energy and stuff does that really drive to a coach? Because you want it to succeed. You want to see the involvement in going from two to seven. I mean, that's tripling the numbers a little bit. So what kind of goals, aspirations are you looking for the program as it gets started and underway?
You know, I think since, you know, last year we made history. I mean, as far as for the school, we had one state qualifier, one state alternate, first time ever in a school history. To see the passion of the girls, they want to do the same thing. Wrestling itself for girls, it's like 600% in the last 5 years. So it's exciting. It's neat to see something new and to see these girls develop.
And speaking of one of those, the alternate state qualifier, we happen to have her right here, sophomore Lily Seaman. Lily, thank you for joining us. So,
of course.
What got you into wrestling? What kind of motivated you to want to do this?
So my seventh and eighth grade year of middle school, I statted for the boys. And then my eighth grade year, my sister Lauren, she started wrestling, and I just saw her, and I was like, that's awesome. Like, I'm going to do it. So then I started.
And Lauren was the state qualifier last
year. Yes, she was.
So how's that feel, see big sister qualifying for state tournament?
It was really awesome. You know, it was her goal. That's what she wanted her senior year, and she got it, and I was so proud of her, and it's just amazing.
So brothers and sisters love to fight and wrestle, but when you have two sisters that are competitive wrestlers, how does that work at home?
Well, at home it was fine. During practice, not so much. We weren't allowed to wrestle together because she's a little, you know, she's very strong, and she likes to be the dominant one since she's older. Mm-hmm. I am bigger, but she's the older one, so she has to be in charge.
I see.
But at home, she's like my biggest supporter. She's always in my corner. She's always there for everything.
Was she like a second, third coach in a way?
Uh-huh. Oh, yep.
Now,
I can hear.
Would you practice moves at home with each other, or would you watch even tape of how each other did to help with that a little bit?
We wouldn't practice together, but like after my match, she would be like, "You could have done this better," or "You did that well." And then after her match, I would try to talk to her sometimes, but you know, she's more experienced than I was, so. But yeah, she would like try and help me after.
Okay, so here comes, I said no tough questions. I don't think this is a tough question, but I'm sure you've gotten a couple of looks like, say, I'm in wrestling. I wrestle in high school, and I'm sure there's a couple of people who go, you do what?
Mm-hmm.
So how do you kind of respond to that? And it's not necessarily a negative thing, but people just questioning it. So, again, you kind of go back to, why would you want to do this?
Yeah, whenever I tell people that I am, a lot of people are, like, very shocked and also very, like, excited because it's, like, a girl wrestling is so new, and it's also so up and coming that it's, like, you hear about it more, and then, like, you're meeting someone, and it's, like, oh, my goodness, like, that's so amazing for you. And then you also get the people who are, like, a little shocked and, like, what? Like, you're a girl.
Yeah.
And then it's, like, well, I'm a girl, and I can do it, and I do it pretty well.
I have a feeling you like breaking down some barriers every once in a while.
Yeah,
is that kind of your mentality a little bit?
Yeah, you know, it's like, why do guys have to be the only ones that can do it? Like, I can do it, and I could probably beat a guy, so.
I love that confidence. Coach, I'm sure you love that confidence, too.
Absolutely.
Is there a different type of bond, maybe even within not just the program, but in girls wrestling together, where, yes, you want to beat that other girl across the mat and you want the team to succeed, but everybody wants this to thrive and continue succeed. So is there a more, I guess, admiration and wanting each program to do well, maybe more than some of the other sports?
I think the girls tend to bond more, you know, even with other teams. After a match, you know, win or lose, they come up and they seem to make a friendship. which, you know, on the boys' side, they have a little more stubborn, I should say, or hard-headed. So, yeah. I mean, as far as the passion there, I think the girls tend to, they want everyone to succeed, right? So,
how has it been, and this is a sport I always question, of how you stay focused in the off season and what you work on, because we know about 7-on-7 drills in football and things of that nature. What do you focus on as a coach, or ask the girls to do in the off season, getting ready for the season to start?
You know, again, being so new, most of these girls are multi-sport athletes, so you know they're either coming off a fall sport, or like Lily, she dances full-time competitive, so they're staying in shape. And then we've started open mats for about the last 4 or 5 weeks, and we had talked earlier about the numbers of 7 was on our team. We had 19 last Monday, 19
wow.
girls show up. So,
okay, so Lily, you have 19 show up. What's the buzz, no pun intended, with the Hornets, but what is the buzz of around the girls wanting to participate in this? I mean, are you actively going out and recruiting, or is it girls just kind of knocking on the door saying, I might be interested in this?
We all are. We have flyers that we put out. I really do try to get girls. It's hard because a lot of them have other sports, or they're just like, I can't do that. And I'm like, you can. But the girls that are there, they come, and they are so ready, and they're so excited. And I see their excitement, and I'm just like, that's awesome. Like, we're going to have so much fun.
And you seem like you are having fun.
I sure am.
All right, here's the cynical part of me with officiating. Because I remember when girls basketball really started to develop, and I went to Logan High School, and we had a really great player named Katie Smith. And we played Pickerington, and the referees after the game admitted, we weren't ready for this type of competition. So officiating someone in a newer sport, has that been, and I'm not here to rip the officials, but is it a different mentality sometimes with how referees deal with matches?
Honestly, I would say no.
Okay.
You know, because it's such an up-and-coming sport and it's so busy, you know, most of our girls' events are on Sundays, where the boys' events are on Saturdays. So we're getting the same officials. A lot of us coaches do the double duties. You know, we do a boys' event on a Saturday, the girls' events on Sunday. So, no, I think it's straight across the board, just like they would if it was the boys.
Well, that's outstanding.
Absolutely.
And to have that knowledge and learning, I'm sure the officials want it to evolve and develop as well. How about the camaraderie between the boys and girls teams? How's that going?
It's good. The boys on the team, they're like my family, you know. I drilled with quite a few of them. They're always, you know, they come to girls' tournaments. They're there. They support us. And I go to boys, and I support them. So,
is there any trash talk, though? Again, you talk about family, and there's always a little trash talk between family.
I mean, yeah, you know, but for the most part, I feel like some of them are kind of scared of me. I don't know why.
You know, if Wisp continues, I see you in the WWE at some point. Cause you seem to have that mentality of like, hey, I'm not afraid of anybody. Let's go.
Yeah, no. I don't take stuff from people. Mm-mm.
I like that.
Yeah.
What are we looking at from a class perspective? Because she's a sophomore. Are there any leader or veterans on this team, juniors and seniors, or how's it shaping up at this point?
You know, with only being the third year, we're actually really young. So, it's exciting. You know, with Lily coming back as a sophomore, we have a couple other girls from last year's team. I think we'll have, we lost, two seniors last year and another girl that's not coming back out. But we have four that are returning. We actually even have some middle school girls coming out this year.
Okay.
So we're trying to incorporate them so we can be aside from the boys. They can have their own program as well. So
I want to talk about the Invitational coming up here in just a second, but how many meets are scheduled at this point for the season?
So it goes off a point system.
Okay.
You're allowed 20 points per athlete or per wrestler. We do mostly tournaments just because each girl can get anywhere from 3 to 5 matches, where we don't have the numbers to do a dual meet, is what we would call, because we don't have all the weight classes.
Right.
So we look for more of the tournaments on Sundays. And right now, we're probably 2 or 3 shy of being booked. But again, with the middle school coming up, and we just kind of want to see our numbers, and then I'll I'll see which direction we want to go to as far as the end of the season, what tournaments we want to get in.
Is there a part of the state that has a little bit more growth at this point, like with these with tournaments? Are a bunch here within Central Ohio, or do you have to travel different parts of the state?
No, absolutely. I mean, Central Ohio is huge. You know, we've got some schools up in the Olentangy area. We've got schools in the Marysville area, which have had the programs for, you know, they're past the 5 years, so they have 30 to 40 girls on their team, right? So we're trailing behind there. But, no, I mean, it's hot everywhere right now.
That's good. He mentioned the bond with maybe some other girls and that are playing in this. Do you feel that, like, even if you take care of an opponent, which I know you're going to, is there that respect, like, yeah, I beat you, but I still want you to do well?
Yeah, of course, you know. If I beat them, I'm like, hey, good job. Like, that was a great match. Or if they beat me, I'm like, hey, that was a good match. Like, props to you for beating me, you know? It's just like, these girls, like, most of them are so nice afterward. I mean, I met this one girl, and me and her, you know, we see each other at tournaments, and we'll say hi. Or after one, she chipped my tooth. I was like, girl, you chipped my tooth. She was like, oh, my God, I'm so sorry. I was like, it's okay. And then now me and her are friends. So it's pretty cool.
That is pretty cool. So how do you prepare for a meet? Let's just say morning of a meet. How do you focus physically and mentally for a match coming up?
Well, I try and sleep in for as long as I can, because the night before I'm usually a little anxious. I'm a pretty anxious person. So, you know, I'm not a morning person. So I just kind of don't talk. I'm just kind of there. And then we weigh in, get skin checked, and then we start to drill and warm up, and then we get our schedule or our, like, matches. And I'll look at it and I'll be like, okay, like, focus on the first one first, and then we'll move on after that one. So, and then, like, right before my match, I'm, like, very, like, set small goals in your match. Meet those goals. Don't focus on the win or the lose.
Do you have in your head while it's going on, because, you know, some other sports, they don't have to worry necessarily about the points or situation. So do you know if you're trailing or how many points you might be ahead? Do you keep that in your, or do you look over at coach to let you know where you're at in the match?
Sometimes I do. I remember a few matches where I'm being told that I need to get out and get a takedown to get those points. But sometimes I'll look over, but for the most part, I don't worry about it. I just worry about doing my best because I don't have time. So.
Yeah, it is. They go by very, very quick, that's for sure. Is this sport, coach, more mental or physical?
Mental.
Because?
Absolutely. Well, you just talked about, you know, the anxiety before the match, the who am I going to wrestle, the are we getting enough sleep, are we watching what we eat. I mean, there's so many factors that are involved there, you know. I mean, you know, Coach Neiman, when he comes on here, will say the same thing. Anyone that wrestles will be better at anything else they ever do. And I truly believe that. I honestly do.
Do you feel the same?
I do.
Is it so it's more of a chess match than a grappling match in a way?
Well, because you can hit the move, but if you don't have confidence in what you're doing, then it's not going to work. Or if you're about to be pinned and you just give up, that's on you. You have to fight for it, and that's all mental.
Is it a chance where, and I'm going to use a baseball analogy, where if a guy hits a home run, it's usually because he either guessed right or the pitcher made a mistake. If you fall behind in points or you get pinned, is it because maybe it's not necessarily what the other person did, the other wrestler, but maybe what you did or didn't do?
Yeah, I mean, sometimes you make mistakes and they catch you and then you're done. But also sometimes it's just maybe they had a move that I didn't know how to defend. Or they made a mistake, I went to, like, try and catch them, and then they caught me right back, you know?
Now, I see you being more the aggressive, like, I want to take advantage of this match and not really waiting for them to make a mistake. Am I wrong on that or not?
yes. I will say towards the end of the season, I started taking more shots, and I started trying to be more, offensive. But I definitely like to be defensive because I have a few moves that I just love, and it's just like, shoot on me so I can sprawl.
Do you coach more aggressively or see how the match goes?
Well, I think it all depends on the athlete, too.
Okay.
You know, what their style is. Like Lily said, she liked the defensive side of it, and then she would turn that into her offense. Some of the other girls might like to be straight offensive off the rip. So, you know, try to cater to the athlete.
Is the first period, because I always think the first period is the most crucial, but I know it can also be a feeling out kind of situation of how you feel against the opponent and vice versa. So, yeah, the third period, you want to have the most points, I get it, but how crucial is it to get started? Whoever wants to answer that first.
You know, they always say the first period is the most technical.
Okay.
Second one's the most physical. Third period, if it's a close match, who has the biggest heart? So, it just all depends on what your game plan is going in there. And, you know, I'm not a big coach to look at another wrestler and say, well, they do this, because then you get out of the game that you planned, right? You get out of your game plan because you're trying to stop what they're doing. So, you know, we keep everything positive with these girls and with the boys as well, and just, you know, go out there and just get after it. Let's see what happens.
How do you feel about that?
I completely agree. You know, the first period, it's, you know, it's like you're shaking off the nerves and you're just like kind of getting in the right headspace, and then that's when you're like the most, I would say, the most confident but also the most scared. But then once you make that first move, then you're like, hey, like I got this.
So if you're up in points in the third period, is it almost all defense?
No, because they could easily get out from bottom. They could easily get a reversal. So it's still like you still have to be on top of it. You still, like, you're like, you can't be tired.
Okay, I got you. What weight class are you at?
155.
How hard is it to stay? This is where guys get nervous asking girls these questions about weight. But because I always think that's a challenge, you know, leading up to it. So do you weigh yourself every day leading up to a meet just to kind of see where you're at? Or do you not really worry about it until kind of the end of the week?
Well, for me, I started out at 170 last year. And then I dropped weight. And then once I got under 155, I pretty much stayed. I ate what I wanted. I didn't eat a lot because, like, I ate pretty healthy to stay in shape. But I didn't worry too much because I didn't have to. Also, there's a 10 pound like difference between 145 and 155. But then you also have people like my sister who are running before weigh-ins because they're over. So.
Oh, okay. Now, did you feel you were a better wrestler at 155 than at 170?
I did. I felt like 170 was, these girls are like a little bigger. So, and I was just, I felt like I was so small. I just felt like a little rat on the floor for some reason. And then at 155, it was just like, these girls are like, they look like me, and it's like, I feel like I kind of have a little more strength on them. So 155 was easier that way, but they're also faster because they get a little faster as the weight goes down.
Sure. How much do you gauge when girls come to join the program of where you think they should be or what weight class? Is that a part of your role, or you let them kind of figure it out?
Yeah, I pretty much let them figure it out. You know, we have certain weight classes for the girls. We start at 100 pounds, go all the way up to 235. We have to get a hydration test at the beginning of the season, which tells them what they can or cannot lose per week. Healthy, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it's sanctioned that way. So, you know, I let them pretty much drop where they want to go, you know.
Have you seen that change over your time in wrestling, the focus more on what is good to eat or drink and what isn't so much?
100%. I've never pushed anybody to drop weight. Never said if you cut weight, you're going to be better, right? And I don't think that. A couple years on the boys' side, had a two-time state qualifier, and he was 7 pounds underweight. But he's only 3 above the weight class below. And he said, no, I don't want to lose any weight.
There you go. Yeah. All right. So we wrap up. Goals that you have. It's always a team sport. I get that. But what goals do you have individually for this year?
This year, I want to work better on being offensive in matches, you know, making the first move. But I want to be the first girl at Licking Heights to be a state placer.
So as long as you're not setting the bar too high.
Yeah, of course.
But that's good. I mean, I'm sure you love having her lead and want those type of goals.
Absolutely.
Appreciate you so much for joining. Hopefully I didn't ask too many ridiculous questions on wrestling. Thanks so much, and have a great season.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Right.
Thank you.
We'll talk some boys wrestling next as you're listening to the Licking County Locker Room, live from Ship Brothers Brewing on Kate 98.7.
This is the Licking County Locker Room Show on WCLT, W254-CT Newark, Kate 98.7.
There are two types of to-dos. To-dos you want to do and to-dos you gotta do. Hopping on your Coyote tractor to plow a little patch of heaven on your land is a wanna do. Or flossing before the dentist so they don't suspect flossing is a never do, that's a gotta do. For all the to-dos you wanna do, check out the many models of hardworking Coyote CS, CX, and CK tractors. For the gotta do's, well, Godspeed. Coyote, we dig dirt.
Visit your Coyote dealer, Buckeye Valley Equipment, 3570 National Road in Hebron, or online at buckeyevalleyequipment.com.
Licking Memorial Health System's mission to improve the health of the community extends above and beyond providing quality health care services to Licking County residents. We value service and philanthropy and support local organizations that uplift and strengthen the entire community. LMHS is committed to supporting community benefits in arts and culture, housing and economic improvement, youth activities, social service organizations, higher education, and community service.
Shamrock Printing is the county's best-kept secret. Their customer service and attention to detail makes every order perfect, whether celebrating your seniors or your school. And don't forget about them at your office. Their efficiency and pricing makes them the best choice there, too. Shamrock Printing can now print signage on all kinds of materials, like wood, metal, plastic, and canvas. Whatever you want printed, whatever you want it printed on. Shamrock Printing, South 3rd Street, Newark.
On the farm, a tractor needs to be as reliable as a five-bar gate, as strong and tough as a barbed wire fence, but way more comfortable. It needs to effortlessly lift, pull, mow, and bale. Out here, the incredibly engineered Kubota M7 was born to farm. Visit your hometown Kubota dealer. Kubota, shape your world.
Visit Lashley Tractor Sales in Zanesville, Quaker City, St. Clairsville, and Marietta, or online at lashleytractor.com.
This is Chris from K-Steps Auto Body. K-Steps has been in business for 31 years, and we just keep growing. Our entire goal is to grow and get better and serve our customers better. We're doing most of our production in Granville, but the Johnstown offices are open as normal, so if you need us, we're there for you. We're still part of the community, just growing. We've been serving our customers for 31 years, and we can't wait to serve you for the next 31 years. K-Steps Auto Body in Granville, Johnstown, and online at k-steps.com.
K-Steps, quality you can trust.
Sometimes we need extra health care assistance. Pataskala Oaks Care Center's here for you and your loved ones, offering respite short-term care and extended stays. They're family-owned with furnished rooms, social activities, medication management, delicious meals, and a dedicated, compassionate staff. Plus, they offer physical, occupational, speech therapy with an on-site ventilator unit. Various insurances are accepted, including VA for short or long-term care. Visit PataskalaOaks.com. Pataskala Oaks Care Center. Breathe easier.
Remember Ross Granville Market when it's time to grab your tailgating favorites. Chips, snacks, and deli items. When it comes to game time, it's time for Ross Granville Market. Planning on grilling? Plan on Ross Granville Market for the highest quality meat and produce. Family owned and operated since 1978, they've got what you need for the weekend game or tonight's dinner. 484 South Main Street in Granville or RossGranvilleMarket.com.
Did you know your heating and cooling system requires regular maintenance, just like your car? Well, if you didn't, no need to panic. Just call your friendly factory-authorized Bryant dealer, Federal Elite Heating and Cooling, and they can get you set up with a convenient, worry-free annual maintenance plan to fit your needs. A team member will call you when you're due, and it includes some great discounts should you need emergency service or even a new system. Call our friendly staff today at 754-HEAT and let Federal Elite and Bryant do whatever it takes to keep your system in optimal performance and give you peace of mind.
Let's get back to the Licking County Locker Room with Brian Mays at Ship Brothers Brewing on Kate 98.7.
I've been told I might just have to say a couple of words in this next segment because we may have someone who likes to chat a little bit, and that's fine. I have no problem with that whatsoever. It's Licking Heights boys head coach Mark Neiman who joins us along with one of his senior wrestlers, Matthew Price. Guys, thank you so much for joining us. And Coach, let's talk about the program and optimism and anticipation for the season coming up.
Certainly. Excellent foundation was laid over the last 3 to 5 years with Coach Price. And before he stepped over to the girls' side, I really felt that we had strong momentum going. And as we look into this season, now granted we did lose a good group of seniors. However, I do believe that the individuals coming back have already displayed through open mats that they're ready to take the next step moving forward. So there's your optimism.
I think it always is a tight-knit group within the wrestling group of folks that leave their legacy and how the sophomores and juniors, soon to be seniors, want to take it to that next level.
Yep. That is certainly it. Everybody wants to top the next group. And one of the things that I feel that we have in place, based on the last 3 to 5 years, was the idea that the seniors have set the standard and we just have to meet or exceed it moving forward. And that's what we want. Because if we continue to do that, we'll continue to grow, we'll continue to improve. And you mentioned optimism, and I really think that our best days are ahead of us. We have a rich tradition. We're 3-time state champ, 3-time runners-up, and that goes back to the 70s. But still, all through there, we had state qualifiers, state placers, and I still think that it's capable. We're capable of doing that at Licking Heights. And I think as we move forward, I think it's only going to grow. I think we have a very strong youth right now. Our youth coaches have done a great job. It's moved into our middle school, and they're beginning to feed into our high school now.
Well, that's one of the questions I wanted to ask you is, I get so concerned about the one sport athletes these days because, and I think it's driven by travel program, whatever you want to call it, and the money that's spent. And I really feel like sometimes you get lost in the shuffle sometimes with, so how do you stay focused with maybe wrestling being a sport that you want to contribute and participate while having the opportunity to play other sports?
I believe firmly that a wrestler enhances the ability to play baseball at a higher level, run track at a higher level, play football, golf. It doesn't matter. I think wrestling makes you a better all-around athlete and all-around sports player. So, personally, I think I am. This is my own philosophy. I enjoy 2 and 3 sport athletes, mainly because if they come into wrestling, the merits of the sport will drive them to represent, in our case, the maroon and gold, but their school colors to the max. And I think not very many people will know outside of Licking Heights the kind of kids we have in our school unless they go out in a sporting event. So when our kids go, whether they're playing baseball or running track or playing football or playing golf or something, boys volleyball is picking up steam, they will come in contact with Licking Heights athletes, the kind of kids we have in our school. And, I mean, the guy sitting across from me, Matthew Price, is definitely one of those types of kids that if he joined another sport, I would not be upset because he would represent the maroon and gold to the best of his ability no matter where he is.
And a former famous football coach named Bo Schembechler said, "I love linemen who are wrestlers." I mean, that kind of says it right there.
Yes, it does.
All right, he intros you, Mr. Matthew Price. So how about your thoughts about the upcoming wrestling season?
I think it's going to be a really good season. Numbers have been growing recently, all these open mats. I think it's just been, honestly, very good compared to the last couple of years. A lot of seniors been leaving, and then there's been a couple years we've lost kids to eligibility, but this year I think we have really strong numbers, so I'm really excited for it.
What weight class are you at?
Last year I was 165. I'm thinking about 165, maybe 175 this year.
Now, if you wanted to move up, because when we were talking to Lily, she went down and she felt she wrestled better at a lower weight class. Mm-hmm. If you did move up, why do you think you would want to do that?
And I think it's just how much am I willing to cut weight? I'm already sitting above 75 right now. I'm sitting about 185, 190. Same as last year. I ended up cutting down from 190 all the way to 165 by the end of the year.
Oh, wow.
I think last year, the only reason I cut down to 165 is because it was more fun. I thought it was more fun to wrestle people who were 165. I thought it was much more of a faster pace for me compared to a couple of kids. 175, kids were a lot bigger. I think I was still obviously gaining size, but I think it was more just the fun aspect. It's definitely more fun wrestling a lighter weight, in my opinion. But
now, when we asked Lily and Coach Price, again, physical versus mental, and they definitely said a mental challenge. Your thoughts on that?
I agree with them 100%. It's totally mental. Obviously, off season, everyone's trying to get bigger. I've been in the gym every single day, but during season, if you can't focus mentally, none of that physical matters. You can be as strong as an ox, but if you can't focus during a match, you lose.
I'm concerned you may not have the trash-talking skills that Lily has. True or false?
No, Lily definitely has me beat on that. I would say I'm more of the quiet type.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. You let your word just speak for itself.
Yeah.
I gotcha. How is the competition? Because you mentioned maybe a little bit quicker at that weight class as well. So is that one where you need to be a little bit more aggressive maybe and not be as defensive maybe at a different weight class?
I think it definitely differs because, like, I think it's more the athlete. It's not necessarily specifically the weight class, but I think it's what athletes are at that weight class. You have, say, 1 year, 144 could be all these top athletes, but 165 is lacking. Mm-hmm. But the next year, all these 144s could have bumped up to 165. All these 165s are now top athletes, but then 175 could be lacking again. So I think it's definitely just, again, more fun to wrestle the best athletes.
Coach, how much adjustments really go through a match at one point? I know the point system could really make or break how you want to adjust or coach a wrestler into it, but I really think there has to be more looking at a situation, maybe more than in another sport, and you've got to do it quickly too. I mean, there's not a lot of time.
Yeah, there are no timeouts between periods. That is a piece. But even the 2 minutes during the periods, you have 3 2-minute periods, and I would say that one of the pieces that we have the advantage as the coaches, and sometimes we have a wrestler sitting next to us or another coach, is that we can see things that the athlete cannot when they're inside the circle. So what you end up with is the ability to speak from the outside looking in, and we can communicate those adjustments. Whether or not they can hear us or they make those adjustments is another thing. But if they can make those adjustments, it really is, it's a benefit to the program or the kid in that case during the match. And as an example, possibly, hey, we're not going to go in the down position when it's our choice. You got taken down and you've got, the guy rode you for the entire rest of the period. Now that it's our choice, I don't want to go down because we're not going to have the chance to get a takedown. So in that case, the mid-match adjustments could be crucial. Could be, and you find it a lot at the sectional and district tournament where every single point matters. It matters so much. And I wish there was an analogy that I could speak to as far as basketball is concerned, but I just can't see it. But I just know that on the wrestling mat during one of those crunch time moments, you got to score points. It's the bottom line. And our scoring did just change this year, so things could open up a little bit. Takedown used to be 2, now it's 3. So there's going to be a lot of changes. I mean, learning from our standpoint as coaches to watch a match unfold and see how that 3-point takedown is different than a 2-point takedown.
What are your thoughts on that with a point change like that and something that you've kind of used to and now here it is your senior year and it's kind of changing it up a little bit?
Honestly, I think it's super exciting. I can't wait for it. I think it's definitely going to result in a lot of quicker matches. Better kids are going to end up getting those quick takedowns. Matches are going to go a lot quicker because you get tech falls after 15 points. So last year, what could have been a slow-paced match, but it was still some kid beating up on this other dude. You go into this year, could be totally different. Could be what was a 3-minute match last year, could be a 30-second match this year.
Yeah. You'd see probably the same wrestler. I guess, most of the same teams go to the same tournaments and things like that. So when you get to sectional and district play, How much do you rely on those previous matches? Do you try to throw a wrinkle in because now the pressure's been turned up a little bit and, you want to advance? How does that go? Because, I mean, I would get tired of seeing the same guy across the mat every time, but how do you adjust and try to get that next win against the same person?
I mean, personally, obviously I watch film. Do a lot of film review with my dad, Coach Price, but I don't look at the wrestler as the exact same wrestler because could be the exact same person, but they could have upped their game, could be doing completely different moves, different style. They could have had different coaching the last couple of weeks. Everything could have been completely different. So it's more just every match is fresh no matter what, even if you've wrestled them before. Obviously, you watch your own film, learn from your mistakes, but don't rely on what they did in that match because they could do something completely different now.
And then you try to do the same thing and say, okay, he might think I'm going to do this move. I've got to show him something different.
Yes, definitely watch film. I watch film, try and learn, see what I did wrong, and see what I can do to counter a move. See, try and learn. My personal goal is learn at least one new thing from every single film.
Wow, okay. Coach, how do you keep the stamina going for when they have to wrestle multiple times in a day?
Yeah, during the practice, we try to, I want to say through the week, undulation, where we push hard, we push hard, we pull back, we pull back, we push hard, we push back. And that's what you end up in a match when you're just standing there in a 2 minutes, you know, the period. You're just standing there. You're really not exerting pressure. However, once the action starts, now you're exerting that pressure. So, and then it goes back to, there's a little of a lull, but then it comes back full force. It's almost like sprinting, you know, maybe 30 meters or 40 meters and then walking for 30 or 40 and then sprinting again. So that idea of pushing, calming down, we do that in our practice constantly. And the crazy thing is, a six-minute match, we practice for 2 hours. We're practicing. I'm not real good at math. I'm not fast enough with it. But you're only wrestling 6 minutes, and you're practicing for 2 hours, and you're practicing 5 days a week for, let's say, four matches or five matches at the end of the week. So, it's one of those deals where you overtrain, and but you do in the wrestling room try to keep it a little light too. So, when you have to, that's the coach's responsibility to know when to full throttle, when to pull back, and that's what we get paid for. But, I mean. It's not like we're swimming in money. That's what the pros get paid for.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. So why wrestling? I mean, we know Dad loves it and has been involved in it. Why do you love it?
Well, the reason I love it, I grew up just around the sport, surrounded in it. I would go to my dad when he coached middle school. I would go to his practices ever since I was born. I was basically born on the wrestling mat, but I didn't actually get into it. I never wrestled youth. I was really into soccer, actually. I ended up committing to wrestling in seventh grade, stuck with it. It was hard, obviously hardest sport of all time, in my opinion. But my sophomore year, I ended up blowing my knee out playing soccer, so I'd miss an entire season of wrestling. And I think that missing of a season switched something in my mind. It was like, I don't want to play soccer anymore. I miss wrestling so much. So last year, I started to go just strictly wrestling, all in on it.
Is he dad at home or coach at home?
He is definitely dad at home.
Okay. So there is a good separation there.
There is a clear separation, yeah.
That's always good. What are your thoughts about the involvement of the girls' side of this? Because it really has exploded. And you talked about the foundation had been laid there for the boys, but girls see the tradition as well and say, I could be a part of this.
That's 100% true, and I think when I think about that question, the idea of the emergence of girls wrestling, they're 50% of our population, and the merits of the sport can benefit them just as much as they can the boys. And we actually did a disservice by not bringing it in sooner because girls, boys, anybody, everybody is going to need at some point to understand sacrifice, discipline. You're going to have to understand that character matters. All these pieces of the sport, they come through in this sport. And so when we just didn't have a spot for them, we now do. Mm-hmm. They will become better bankers, better lawyers, better teachers, better husbands, better wives, better mothers, better fathers. We will always become better because of the sport of wrestling. And I'm sure by the end of this interview, you will understand that I have a great passion for the sport, and it all centers around the fact that if you do the right things on the mat, you'll do the right things off the mat. And if you do the right things off the mat, you'll do the right things on the mat. And it's a symbiotic relationship in the fact that we're bouncing off of each other like that. So that's where the passion is, and I'm so glad the girls have been, I would say, invited, but they've pushed it themselves. I don't say we invited. They pushed it in, and they now have a state tournament. They have districts and sectionals, just like the boys have. So I think all across the board, it's great because, well, girls can do it too.
I don't have to wait for the end of the interview to see it. I saw it pretty early.
Gotcha.
Goals that you have for your senior season, Matthew?
I think, honestly, the only goal I have is just to get better. want to make that state tournament by the end of the year. That's my priority right now, just getting better every single day.
Now, I'm going to add this part to it, but you're also a senior. What legacy do you want to leave for the program that you've been such an integral part of? Your dad's been an integral part of. So what do you want to leave for the juniors and the sophomores and so forth?
I would definitely want to leave as a sort of someone that people can look up to. Say if incoming freshmen might not know everything that I might know, but they can see how hard I worked for something like a state place or even maybe a state title, something like that. Just anyone that I can sort of inspire, that would be my goal.
What's your favorite food?
My favorite food? Steak.
Lily, what's your favorite food? So if we had a bowl of mac and cheese and a steak, and it was a battle to wrestle for it, who do you think's going to get it?
I think it'd be a close match, but I'm pulling through.
You agree? You think you can take him?
If mac and cheese is on the line, she tips it up, you know?
I could tell that. I mean, you could just kind of see that,
yeah.
You know, like, no, he doesn't have a chance. There's no chance. I'll throw him the steak because I'm getting the mac and cheese. Guys, we appreciate it. This has been fun. Congratulations on what you've accomplished so far, and best of luck for the upcoming season. Same to you, Coach, and the rest of the Hornets.
Thank you.
We'll wrap up this edition of the Licking County Locker Room next after our final timeout here from Ship Brothers Brewing on Tate 98.7.
338!
Hey, football fans. As you know, a winning team starts with preparation, guidance, and the ability to work as a cohesive unit. Let Par Excellence STEM Academy instill confidence, social skills, and teamwork from the beginning to ensure your child's success as they progress through their grade levels, kindergarten through sixth grade. At Par Excellence STEM Academy, we'll help put the student in the student athlete. Our classes and lunches are free, so enroll today. Find out more at parexcellenceacademy.org or 740-344-7279.
Life is sweeter with dessert.
When someone asks, where's the local bakery? You say, Desserts Bakery, serving 35 flavors of cupcakes, cookies, Buckeyes, cake pops, donuts, and more. Order your custom cakes from Desserts Bakery for any occasion. 381 South 30th Street in Heath. Life is sweeter with desserts.
Your family will love sweetness of
desserts. Everyone says it's the journey that matters. Not so at Ship Brothers Brewing. Ship Brothers is a destination in the heart of downtown Newark that is so spectacular, there's nothing like it anywhere. Come aboard to experience incredible appetizers, outstanding burgers and sandwiches, and the one-of-a-kind beer wall. What? That's right. Don't wait on a bartender anymore. Head to the beer wall and design your own tasting flight. Ship Brothers Brewing, a one-of-a-kind sensory destination.
When getting the job done right is job one, you need construction equipment that's built right. From compact track loaders to the world's number one selling compact excavator, the Kubota construction lineup features durable Kubota engines, more comfort, and the versatility to do it all and do it right. Visit your local Kubota dealer today. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Visit Lashley Tractor Sales in Zanesville, Quaker City, St. Clairsville, and Marietta, or online at LashleyTractor.com.
At Husqvarna, we want you to enjoy cutting the grass, and that's why we build easy-to-operate residential zero-turn mowers. Husqvarna Zero Turns provide superior performance and maneuverability, are comfortable to drive, and easy to maintain. They feature powerful engines, durable cutting decks, rugged frames and casters, and ergonomic controls. Everything you need to make the mowing more enjoyable. Learn more about Husqvarna Zero-Turn Mowers at Wright Brothers Power or online at WrightBrothersPower.com.
Hot shingles need nailed? We admit that our advertising is raising a few eyebrows, but that's the point. At Mike's Roofing, we want you to think about your roof, your windows, and your siding. Are they fading, leaking, or cracked? Paying attention to these things can make a big difference in the value of your home. Technology is improving all the time. Same goes for the building materials. A small change today can pay for itself in energy savings tomorrow. Hot shingles need nailed? Mike's Roofing. .net.
Football fans, meet your new full-service auto partner, Hinderer Motor Company. This is Justin Hinderer. From Honda to Ford to Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram, we have the perfect vehicle for every football fan. Stuck on the road? Our 24/7 towing and roadside assistance is just one call away. And our convenience service means no hassle, just great service. Plus, every vehicle purchase comes with a lifetime powertrain warranty. For unbeatable deals and unbelievable service, visit HindererMotorCompany.com. We love what moves you.
At Licking Memorial Health Systems, our mission is to improve the health of the community. Our facilities utilize state-of-the-art technology that surpasses the standard for community hospitals to provide excellent health care for Licking County residents. Our health care technology features surgical robotics, advanced patient monitoring systems, cutting-edge imaging, and more to enhance patient outcomes, recovery, and safety.
This is the Licking County Locker Room, live at Ship Brothers Brewing on Kate 98.7.
And that will conclude our final edition this fall season of the Licking County Locker Room here at Ship Brothers Brewing. Want to thank everybody here at the restaurant for taking care of us and doing a fabulous job from August all the way here until November. And obviously, kudos to the two main men, Rob and Aaron Ship, who just do a tremendous job. We've done this for 3 years. Two great guys, and we appreciate all the work along with the staff here, the cooks in the back, the waitresses, the hostess. They do a tremendous job. So thanks to everybody here at Ship Brothers for their kind work and everything, and good food and good drinks. Can never forget that. Even a little bit from the crowd as well. CJ doing a great job. Our first year working together. Thank you, sir. Outstanding job as well. That'll wrap everything up. So for everybody here at Kate 98.7, this is Brian Mays. Have a great rest of your Monday evening, everybody. You've been listening to the Licking County Locker Room here on Kate 98.7.
This has been the Licking County Locker Room on Kate 98.7. Tonight's show was brought to you by Shamrock Printing, Licking Memorial Health Systems, Par Excellence STEM Academy, Buckeye Valley Equipment, Lashley Tractor Sales, Desserts Bakery, Wright Brothers Power Equipment, and Ship Brothers Brewing.